Hello, I'm John McNamara, one of the senior inventors in the IBM Hersey Lab, and I'm here today with Caroline, Bernard and Jane, and we're going to talk about a new release of IBM Metricite. First of all, though, shall we all introduce ourselves?
Hi, I'm Jane Brookbank. I'm one of the writers on IBM Metricite.
Hi there, I'm Bernard Cufflack, and I'm the Metricite Product Manager.
Hi, I'm Caroline McNamara. I'm a technical author for IBM Metricite. So, IBM Metricite version 1.2.0.3 is coming out on the 30th of September, Bernard. I hear it's got a cool new protocol plugin feature. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Sure. So what we've got with Metricite is this new plugin protocol feature, and we've had it out there for a little while as a technical preview. And what we've done in this fix pack is to actually productize it and make it fully supported and product ready. What it allows you to do is to extend the Metricite product by adding additional protocols to it. Now, these might be protocols for a specific legacy device that you've created, perhaps homegrown in your own house, or perhaps it's a protocol for a specific industry, say a smart meter one, which vary country by country. But whatever it happens to be, you can use the Metricite protocol plugin feature, download the SDK, get started, develop it in Java, load it up into the appliance and add that so that you can have that additional protocol, and perhaps be able to support some legacy devices alongside some newer MQTT devices as well. So it gives you that full scope.
Sounds like that's going to be a really useful addition. I think there's also a change to client certificate support. Is that the case?
Yeah, that's right. So we've had client certificate support in Metricite for a long time, and the way that we run that for devices is that you have client certificates in devices, and then we have a certificate signer authorization in Metricite so that we can trust all those devices. But recently we engaged with a customer and they said, well, you know, that's great for all the thousands of devices out there, but I actually want to use client certificates for authorizing my server connection as well. And so for that, I want to, because there's only a couple of those, I want to load the individual client certificates onto Metricite. So we've now allowed that. We've made the change that allows them to load those individual client certificates, small number of them, in to be able to manage certificate authorization for those server-side application connections.
Thanks, Bernard. Useful stuff. Are there any other new features?
There's another minor feature that we've added in there just to allow you to be able to do better scripting. So in order to be able to do scripted deployment of Metricite and that kind of thing, one of the stumbling blocks that we've come across is that people need to go in and physically accept the license. We've now made that much easier in that you can now script that acceptance. So you're doing the same thing, you're accepting the license and the terms that go along with that, but you can do that from a script as well, do it sort of from the command line effectively. So it just makes that a bit easier.
That sounds fantastic. I'm interested. Where can I find out more information?
So there are two places you can go. You can look at the blog entry that's just come out on our blog, or equally you can look at the Metricite Knowledge Centre, which will also have details of 1.2.0.3 and where you can see all the documentation.
That's genius. I'll make sure those links are in the notes for the podcast. Thanks ever so much for joining. It's been an absolute joy.
Bye.
Bye.